big day yesterday and hopefully bigger days to come in the coming months. Fiona O'Donovan for the Red FM Newsroom was out and about yesterday as well, and she was hooking up with shoppers at Cork Builders Providers. Everybody getting stuck into DIY.
It's busy to get, it's grand to go and get a bit of normality to kind of start getting some stuff. I'm after getting a new house, so it's grand to get a few bits. Do you know now? It's like our new normal. I'm used to it now from kind of going to the shoppings and stuff like that, but I haven't gone a whole lot of fireplaces, but it's grand to have some stuff open, you know. It's nice to see it open, like hopefully this is the start of it back to normality. Like, I think there is some people that are kind of still thinking everything is done with now, but it's not. It's still going to take a long time, and like I said, it is our new normal, but I just hope it does all the phases go when they're supposed to go, you know. I'm out of work myself since the 12th of March, since the school closed, but it's I you miss it terrible, you know, and it's just, yeah, I hope so. I really hope so that it works out.
Asher, it's nice, you know. It's nice to be back out and about, you know, and doing a little private work, really. And luckily, the house I'm working on is not occupied, so that makes it easier, you know. I'm in the construction industry, yes.
And were you looking forward to today?
Oh, God, I am. Like, it's a long time, you know. It's a long time without pay or anything, you know. I'd be self-employed and you just don't get anything in, really. Atmosphere, I think, is kind of a bit somber, you know. Everybody is being very respectful of you know, the distancing and all of that, you know. But I think it's obviously, I suppose, there isn't much communication, you know. But the people in the shops are very helpful, you know. They're very, very helpful, you know.
Were you in the hardware store there?
I was in the hardware store, yeah.
So how did you find the queuing system and all that?
I think it's moving quite freely, to be honest. Now, obviously, you have to wait to get in, but you might have to queue at the tills for a little bit. But, you know, it moves along pretty fast, in fairness. They're very well organised, you know. Well, I certainly would think, like fellas like myself that would like to be active would certainly like to be out and about, no question about it. I'd be a kind of a social character anyway, like, you know, I'd be involved in a lot of sports and things. But I think most people would be, but I think people are very wary. Very wary. Life has changed very dramatically, you know, for everybody. I mean, you're a younger person than me, and you obviously find it probably harder than me, you know. But, oh yeah, I would think so. Like, I think that people are very wary of it, yeah. Get on with it, really, you know. You can't change it too much, you know, if that's the way it is. Life has changed a little bit, I think, and, well, changed a lot, I suppose, really, but...
Yeah, actually, the queues were fairly fast, you know.
Do you think that the fear, there's still a great sense of fear around?
I do, especially with the elderly people, anyhow. Do you know what I mean? Like, my own mother at home, like, she loves coming out here now, but she wouldn't come out with us today, like.
For yourselves, is it nice to get out?
It is, but I'm a nurse myself, yeah, so, you know, I understand the whole lot, you know, but, I suppose my daughter, is it?
And how are you finding it today? You're kind of first day out?
Kind of, yeah, I'm a bit tormented for being inside, but, sure, everyone's safe, so that's all that kind of matters at the end of the day. I'm in fifth year, so the whole thing system is kind of messed up as well.
And so are you looking forward to going back to school?
Oh yeah, I can't wait, yeah. I miss my friends and everything.
She missed the social outing.
And what was today like for you to get out and about with your mum?
That's nice, yeah, to get out, but then again, you're not actually really out, if you know what I mean. Like,
well, very good, very fast, moving very quick.
And are you kind of happy to be out and about?
Oh yeah, great. Grand, I like the distance, and anyway, it is great. And it was very good there, and they went very quick. Queue is very quick, people are in and out as fast as they can. So stocking up with paint in case that there's another lockdown. So we'll get everything done then. It was nice to come out, like, in the air and that, so... Yeah. Getting on the best we can.
And she loves the physical distancing. People were getting too close in the old days. Back off a little bit. And that's, of course, from Cork Builders Providers. Actually, Fiona was then talking to the commercial director of Cork Builders Providers, a chap called David Heaven. He was talking about the atmosphere and how they were training their staff. And, you know, did we remember the day, back in the day, when there was a huge run on bread? Seems like years ago. There was a run on bread, and then there was a run on pasta. And for some extraordinary reason, everybody was stockpiling loo roll. I wonder what they're stockpiling now from the point of view of DIYs and builders providers. Anyway, this is Cork Builders Providers commercial director, David Heaven. I bet you anything, it's paint.
It's been positive. We've had very steady flow of customers from early morning. We opened at 7, and it's good to see the activity levels starting to slowly grow during the day. So far, it's been very positive and a good response from all the customers. We had a lot of online training courses for our staff going through COVID-19 and the effects of it. Obviously, health and safety is a huge part of it. We have a lot of actions taken within store as regards social distancing measures, hand sanitisation stations. I suppose we're fortunate in corporate providers that we have two kind of customers. We have the retail customer, we have a large retail store, and also we have a very strong trade presence in the city. So on both sides of the business, we would anticipate a surge for a number of weeks and hopefully for a number of months, but we have to manage that surge carefully as well.
And what has, I suppose, the atmosphere been like among the customers this morning?
I think a sense of freedom and release that they can actually meet people, get out and get products that they want. And we have a massive offering of products from paint and outdoor living sections with plumbing department. We have a huge range of products. We have massive expertise in store. And I think people, the freedom to come out and meet us and get advice and get their products and get back to do what they want to do is very positive.
Massive demand for paint. Have you seen that?
Yes, we got it just before the announcements that the Taoiseach had made. We had a massive run on and our paint department. Quite funny, really, I suppose. In some stores you had a run on toilet paper, but we certainly got a run on paint. And again, we're fully restocked and looking for business, and anyone that's looking for paint, we're more than able to deal with them.
And what other kind of things have people been looking for?
Well, as I said, we probably have two customer bases. So our retail customers, certainly the outdoor living sector, there's massive opportunity. You know, people are not going on holidays, they're going to be living in their back gardens for the foreseeable future, unfortunately or fortunately. But we have a fantastic range of decking products, outdoor living products. That has been a major surge. I was talking to the girls in reception on the phone this morning, and every second phone call is outdoor living products. People are looking for that. Paint, again, is another big one. And not surprisingly, plumbing, because obviously there's maintenance all the time with plumbing, and plumbing has been a major amount of inquiries coming in from the plumbing department and our bathroom showrooms.
Yeah, I'm selling a lot of U-bends, but they're also selling an awful lot of paint. Everything's being painted these days. If you stand around too long in one spot, there's a chance you get a lick of a brush yourself. Fiona Donovan joins me by phone. Morning!
Good morning.
If I knew you were in Cork Builders Providers yesterday, I would have got you to pick me up a couple of brushes, because there's a few fences and gates that are loving the lick of a paint tin. But anyway, did you pick anything up?
Did you get anything? I didn't tell anyone I was going in case people gave me a list of stuff to get them.
A shopping list of goodies. Did you buy anything yourself?
No, I didn't know, but the queue actually was moving really well and people were really, really excited to get back out and to, I think just to even be in an aisle, be in a shop and be next to people. It was great. It was great to see it. And I do think that the entire atmosphere was one of real positivity. I personally thought the road network looked a lot more busy and a lot more vibrant than it had done in recent weeks. And the queuing, so I did drive around to a number of hardware stores just to see were the scenes that I saw at Cork Builder Providers replicated, and they were. B&Q in Mahon was very, very busy, same as Woody's queues, but no one was in any way fazed by the queuing or by the social distancing. I think the atmosphere was one of, we'll do whatever it takes to get back out, and if this is the requirement, then that's fine.
People are just taking it in their stride by and large now, they kind of get it. And then this morning to at least one construction site for you, yeah? Hard hat on and everything?
Hard hat on. I went to Penrose Dock to PJ Hagerty. I spoke to Barry Casey there just about the measures that they have taken, and honestly it is really, really impressive. So Penrose Dock is set to be the highest office block in the city. So they have about 130 workers on site. Now they are talking, that's fine because it's a big open plan office building at the moment, but when they do the fit out that will become more challenging. So they are considering, depending on how it goes, doing double shifts. They've gotten in extra toilets. They've really, really impressively doubled the canteen space by creating a new one. And they have Perspex dividers between the tables. They also have in another canteen a kind of an exam hall style setup for people eating lunch. They have extra sinks. They even have a washing machine in place so workers can wash their clothes if they need to.
Yeah.
They have, it is really, really
That's
impressive.
Great, because a lot of those facilities should have been there before, but they are now going forward. And I imagine those sites will be independently inspected from time to time, won't they?
They will, and they have COVID marshals there. So they have three COVID enforcement officers to make sure that social distancing is ongoing and to make sure that everything is running smoothly in terms of the requirements. I mean, he showed me the document. It's all, the timetable for lunch and staggering breaks and staggering start times. It's incredible the work that's actually gone into it.
Right.
So, everyone seems to be really, really happy in there to get back on site, and just the vibrancy of it was great. And
you got that sense from the workers, did you?
I did. Didn't get any wolf whistle, though. I was very disappointed, Neil, but I suppose I haven't stepped foot in a beautician for 10 weeks, so I suppose I can't complain.
I just don't think that wolf whistling is acceptable from building sites anymore, is it?
I was texting Emer, and he was saying, oh, have you got any of the, you know, standard stereotypical builder picks? And I was like, no, I didn't even get wolf whistled at.
So you took that as an insult, I think, did you?
No, not at all. No,
it's very much a male-dominated industry, though, is it? I mean, would you have said that by and large all of the people working were men?
All of the people that I met were men anyway there, yeah, they were. But then I suppose that the work that's ongoing there at the moment is a male-dominated environment, I suppose, given the requirements of it. But no, I have heard of a lot of women in the industry as well, but I didn't see any on the site today. But no, the site was genuinely really impressive. I was massively impressed with it. I a lot of people there, as you heard yesterday, about the actual kind of ease in movement and ease back into life. And I think there is definitely sort of two sides of the scale on this. On one side, you have people and their the fear is very much still there, you know, masks and gloves and, you know, kind of nearly anxious when you come anywhere near them. And then on the other side, there are people that are, I felt anyway, there are a couple of people I spoke to that wouldn't go on tape. They're starting to question things a little bit. I suppose, you know, the I suppose the lockdown measures and the timeline for this, and I suppose some of the requirements that will be in place going forward. There are people that are starting to question a lot of what's happening at the moment.
Are they saying that it's too slow, is it?
A lot of people do feel that it's very conservative, the shift towards normality, and that kind of I know I spoke to one man yesterday, and he said, if one person says to me the new norm one more time, I was like, yeah.
We don't want it to be the new norm, he's saying. We want it to be the way it was.
Exactly, and I think that's getting on top of people. I did get that impression yesterday from some people that kind of, yeah, that while they understood the social distancing requirements and all that, they just felt it was a little bit, they want to see when this will stop and when we can go back to normal.
I kind of get that, because people are very much, very well informed now, and they see the rest of Europe clipping ahead at a faster pace, right?
Yeah, and I think that will be, you know, people are watching how other countries are operating, and, you know, I suppose everybody wants to get back to the way things were pre-COVID-19. I think that's a very fair statement to make. And I just did get the impression from some people yesterday, many of whom, interestingly, didn't want to be taped because they felt their views were not, I suppose, what you should be saying at the moment. But they are entitled to their opinion as well. And I just think many of them are a bit concerned and, you know, worried about the economy, worried about job losses, you know, and while it was great to get back out and there was that sense of optimism, there was a sense of fear there. People are still very afraid and wondering, you know, is it safe to go out? You know, should I be in this queue? You know, did I touch my face? You know, that's also there as well. So it's a real, you know, I think probably the more we do move through the phases, And I do personally think that is possibly a lot of the reason that there is a slow burn into these phases, is because people will get used to seeing other people. It's going to take time for us to learn, you know, to understand seeing other people we're not used to being around people anymore, and that's going to take time to come into place as well. And a lot of people did tell me yesterday they felt that the sense of fear that's around will calm as we move through the phases. People will get used to this, and, you know, we will eventually move back to the way we were. I don't know how long that's going to take.
Well, I think ultimately a lot of that will happen, and unfortunately we still have to get through where we're at now, but COVID and corona will become commonplace like flu, and we will get a vaccine for it. Can I just personally, of course, because you've been working remotely since the middle of March now, and I think as you go about, you have probably a telescopic mic on what we call a boom, so you're standing back. How's life been for you?
Yeah, you know what, it has its own challenges, I suppose, and what we do, audio, is is the main thing, and I've been finding inventive ways to get audio and to, I suppose, store stories remotely. That has been challenging, and, you know, I suppose it's been a learning curve for me too in what I can actually do remotely for my job. I trained an awful lot in mobile journalism, which has been amazing for me, learning ways to run a lot of those courses, and I've done quite an amount of them in the run-up to this, obviously not in preparation for this, but it really, really paid off for me to work remotely, because I can do my entire job from my phone if I really have to. It's not ideal, and I can't get the same, obviously, quality audio, and I suppose there is limitations on the stories I can get. And you can never beat what you can get out of someone face to face in terms of the you know, the emotion or the content or the extra, you know, the extra bit that you can get on the street, particularly with Vox Pops.
Well, you can read a face, of course, face to face.
Exactly,
yeah.
But it has been very much possible for me. But I have to say, I am glad to be back out and about again to a certain degree, you know, covering stories like that. But yeah, no, it's been okay. But I have to say, no, I am. It's nice to see people, and it's nice to see the roads busy. I mean, I even got stuck in traffic. It was glorious. This is amazing. I am stuck in traffic, and I'm so happy to be stuck in traffic.
I wonder how that will last, Fiona O'Donovan.
You know what? Bring it on. I'll go into any traffic queue and I'll sit there for an hour. It was brilliant. Honestly, it was. It was great. I really enjoyed yesterday and being out and about and being stuck in traffic even.
Happy days.
Yeah, I mean, I went into a petrol station on my way home then yesterday, and I have to say, I felt everything was very normal in that, but I think you do get a sense of that normality in your supermarkets, in your petrol stations, because they've all remained open. I think it's the places that are just starting to open now. I think that's where people are going to see the big difference. You know, the cafes and the restaurants. I mean, I did a piece with some restaurants in Kinsale last week, and you know, they're all preparing,
measuring out the floor space, taking out tables, you know.
Yeah,
that stuff.
Anthony Collins and the White Lady said what he's planning on doing is he's going to leave every second table free, but he's going to set the tables in between the active ones, because he said if you take out all the tables, what you're going to do straight away is kill the atmosphere, and that is what a restaurant is built on, atmosphere. So he'll set the tables, there'll be no one sitting at them, but they'll be fully set, and
I know.
Yeah. It will just look half full, but he said at least there will be an atmosphere.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, you know, there's talks there at the moment of these on-street pods, that will just, I suppose, extend the outdoor usage a little bit, so they'll be on the side of the street. I don't know how that will come to fruition or how that will work, but they are some of the suggestions being made at the moment. I know that the local authorities are talking about pedestrianising a lot of streets in county towns. There are ongoing discussions at the moment in the county council about all the 31 towns and how they can make them a little bit safer for people to walk around. So we will see a lot of changes in the coming weeks in our towns here across Cork.
Okay.
As well as the city, of course, a lot of work is ongoing there to kind of space things out. But I do think probably maybe what's not being spoken about at the moment is it's well and good to put those measures in place, but even at the moment, and things are not busy, you know, social distancing, I've personally found it a little bit challenging at certain times on certain streets and roads. I mean, how is that going to work when things are back to full capacity? You know, it will be interesting to see how this works.
Well, I don't know whether they'll ever look at having COVID marshals on our streets like they have COVID marshals on building sites. I suppose anything is possible.
Well, they do have park rangers, though, at the moment, the local authority do, that are kind of manning the parks to make sure that social distancing is ongoing.
Yeah. I mean, do you observe that those that aren't are of any particular demographic age, or you think that there are culprits of all ages?
Do you know what I think, honestly? I think that there is a generational divide here, and I think that's going to become apparently obvious when August hits. I think that younger people are at the stage where, and I'm saying this based on people my own age that I've spoken to that are at the stage where they're like, I don't know how bothered I am about this anymore. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
If a pub opened in the morning, a few people my own age group have told me that they'd be the first people in there. And then I said, yeah, but would you go home to your parents after that? And they were like, probably not. But at the moment, I can't go home to my parents anyway. So yeah. What's the difference?
Yeah.
And then I think people kind of of an older age, definitely they will continue, I do believe, to be a little more careful than maybe younger people. And that's where I think we're going to see a huge generational divide in this.
Food for thought there. We covered an incredible amount of ground. Thank you so much for the update. Appreciate it as always. Undoubtedly, we'll talk again in the coming weeks ahead. Fiona, thanks for now. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Fiona Donovan from the Red FM Newsroom covered a hell of a lot of ground there, in fairness to our real scene set.